Hi, this is Karen Carmichael, and I'm here in the studio today with Barb Stahlberg, who is the Assistant Director for Parks and Recreation for the City of St. Petersburg. Barb, welcome to Radio St. Pete.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
The Parks Department has been working overtime lately, and I just want to let our listeners know what you guys have been doing that's outside your normal purview of work.
Wow. I'm not sure I remember what my normal purview of work is. It's been quite a whirlwind, Karen. We're out a little over a month, I guess, from Hurricane Milton, and the original assessment for that storm, we estimated there would be maybe 1 million cubic yards of debris total. Well, only a month out, and we are already over 900,000 cubic yards of debris collected in 1 month. And that is just astronomical, considering our experience for past storms. And just to give you an idea of how this scenario compares to past, in 2017, we had Irma, which was very large, and we ended up with 270,000 cubic yards of debris. In 2022, we had Hurricane Ian, which was about 86,000 cubic yards. In 2023, just last year, in Idalia, we had only 19,000 cubic yards. So we're already at over 900,000 cubic yards collected to date for these two storms.
The last storm was Idalia.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. That was the one that mainly hit Shore Acres. And that was 2,000 homes?
Yes, about that. And we collected a total of about 19,000 cubic yards.
So do we have any estimate for how many homes were affected this year?
We're thinking thousands and thousands.
A lot more than
yes.
How are you managing to open things up again? Your staff must be really taxed, I'm thinking, if they're picking up a lot of debris.
You called it. We've been working a lot of overtime. Our staff, Parks and Recreation staff alone, as well as sanitation and stormwater staff, we have all been working 7 days a week. And a lot of times, 10 to 12 hours a day. Staff have just recently been able to say that we have cleared most of our parks out. So one recreation center remains closed, and that's Lake Vista, because it got heavily flooded. However, we've managed to open our other facilities and get our parks and athletics amenities back open. Of course, there's still piles of debris that need to be collected from individual areas, but all in all, the parks are open and ready for play.
I would guess that the Thanksgiving camps are still open and ready to go?
Yes, Thanksgiving camps, fall and winter camps are all go. And as well as our normal reservations, a lot of our playgrounds are still offline, unfortunately, because of damage. But the parks themselves and shelters are available for rentals as well.
So if parents wanted to register their kids for the camp for Thanksgiving, what would they do?
They would go to stpeteparksrec.org, and they would look under youth programs, and they can register right there online.
How about the holidays and the sunshine? I lived here for more than 20 years, and then I went back to New York for 15 years, but I came here for Thanksgiving weekend every year that I was gone, because the St. Petersburg holiday time was just part of my family and things that we did. And I so look forward to going downtown during the holiday. So is any of that still on?
Well, we are happy to say that we have much to look forward to for the holiday season. And we are jam-packed with opportunities for people to get out and enjoy the holiday season. It all kicks off, of course, with our 96th annual Santa Parade and tree lighting on Saturday, November 30th. The parade kicks off at Albert Whitted Park at 6:30 and makes its way north on Bayshore and ends up at North Straub Park for the tree lighting, which is always an exciting event. Everything will be lit up on Saturday, November 30th, and they'll stay lit through January 1st.
How about some of the other stuff you have going on? I've gone to Boyd Hill to see Santa Claus and have cookies with him
yes.
in the past. Is that still happening?
Yes, it is. We have something for everyone. Starting with Snowfest, right? Snowfest is a huge gathering. Still only $5 for a wristband to do all the activities that are included in that event. And that's Saturday, December 7th at North Straub Park. We have holiday movies in the park this year at three different parks on three different dates. We have Santa's Calling, where children can get an actual phone call from Santa, believe it or not. At Boyd Hill, we have s'mores with Santa. We have gingerbread habitat building at Boyd Hill.
Hold on a second. What's gingerbread habitat building?
You get to build a habitat out of gingerbread. So you can, it's like Habitat for Humanity. You can kind of build a dwelling out of gingerbread.
Nice.
Very exciting. We have Santa in the park, where children can go and sit on Santa's lap. That's always a big event, as well as Holly Jolly Jubilee on Wednesday, December 18th at the Sunshine Center.
So I need to know more about that. Holly Jolly Jubilee sounds like too much fun.
I will tell you, for any one of these events, you can find all the information you can ever want to know at stpeteparksrec.org/holiday events. And they have all the details as far as the dates, the times, if there is a cost involved, as well as hitting a button to register right there if registration applies.
It sounds like Holidays in the Sunshine City is a big go this year.
It is a big go, and we really hope to see everyone out there spreading some holiday cheer. We can all use it after the troubles we've been through, and I think it's a great time for the community to come together and celebrate.
Well, thanks, Barbara, for coming in today. I really appreciate this update from the Parks Department. I want to say that we appreciate the fact that you guys have been working 7 days a week. Did you say 10 hours a day?
Yes,
oh my
yes.
Gosh. All right. So hopefully that'll slow down for you after the holidays. I heard that the final pickup date is your target date, January 11th.
That is our target date. So as of now, FEMA has a 90-day window for 100% reimbursement for debris removal. Now, I will say that they are seeing the true volume of debris coming out of the city. So we are staying tuned. FEMA sometimes comes out with new guidance. So sometimes they will extend that period of time. So fingers crossed, we're just kind of keeping an ear out for any updates from FEMA on that.
Well, thanks for everything that you've been doing for us, and thanks for keeping the holidays going this year. We really appreciate that, because you're right, we do need it.
Yes, we do. Well, thanks for having me, Karen. I appreciate it.
So I've been speaking with Barbara Stahlberg. She is the Assistant Director for Parks and Recreation. There's a lot happening over the holidays this year, and also a lot happening with the debris pickup, which Parks and Recreation have been managing for us. So I'm Karen Carmichael. Thanks for listening.